Você ana masande ele o so odia resendere para so serebe se se Dio non o masande io le seo for his love raining down the windows of heaven open and love rained down when the Lamb of God came. Love reigned and filled the earth to produce a harvest. Oh, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, raised in victory for us. Oh, we worship you, O God. We praise you, O God, for your wondrous work. That abide in us. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord. He wants to just so not give you a touch. He wants to so come and fill you, to overwhelm you with his goodness. Because he is so powerful. He's the one in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 it is, that the Spirit of God hovers over the water. Why was he hovering? Because God was getting ready to speak. He is the power of the Godhead. He is the one who opened up the Red Sea for the escape. He is the one who led them through the wilderness. Oh, yes, he's powerful. And he's permanent. When you accept him as Jesus, as Lord, you accept Jesus as Lord. And you truly mean it from your heart. The Holy Spirit comes in. In 1 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, you have become a new creation. In Christ Jesus, old things have passed away. So your past is not an issue. Amen. Your past is not an issue. The only thing God would use your past for is to help somebody else. Never to condemn you over it. Never to make you feel like a worm over it. Because that's not the goodness of God. So the Holy Spirit becomes a permanent resident. That power of the Godhead recreates that dead spirit and makes it alive to God, never to be separated again. Hallelujah. Christians, you will never die. Your body dies. But just like taking a glove off of a hand, you step over into another realm. Amen. It is another dimension. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, you can start flowing in that dimension. Amen. Oh, we're seated together in where? Heavenly places. We're already there. in the spirit. Only God can get you there. You can't get there through Buddha. You can't get there through Muhammad. You can't get there through any other type of form of religion on the face of the earth. People are looking for God. They're looking for Him. That's why they go to these places. There's something on the inside of them that want to know God. The only way to God is Jesus. He is the only way. He's the best way. Someone asked a minister at Lakewood. I come from John Osteen days, praise God. My mother was healed in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting instantly. She was terminal. Doctors had given her 3 weeks to live. She could barely walk. She was bedridden. And my dad and a gentleman by the name of Captain John Levere. You know who him? And so he helped me. They helped my mother up there. And Jesus instantly, it's like something out of the book of Acts. Catherine Kuhlman, it was in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting, and my mother was way up in the balcony. And I used to be on staff at Lakewood. I retired from there. And I did a lot of tours because I enjoyed doing them. And I'd stand there, you know, and I'd look up there at the top balcony. And God centered in on one woman. Oh, the Holy Ghost is so good and He's so powerful. If you think you're unknown, if you think you're obscure, little lady, I'm talking to you, okay? You're not. You're not. He's powerful, and He knows you. And He will move in your behalf. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a singer. You don't have to have a mega church. God, to tell you the truth, He doesn't care about any of that stuff. It's in the relating to what I'm going to tell you, to the individual. The scripture says that God was personally present in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. See, it's personal. Amen. It's personal to you. What is your name, sweetheart? Nicole. It's personal to you, honey. Personal to us all. Amen. So my mother was raised from the dead. Brother Elvin knew my mom, and she's on YouTube. My son found her doing an interview with Doty some years ago, and I traveled with her for decades. I never did not see God show up, and this is this little woman who is a meek little woman, had a wonderful laugh, loved life. She wasn't in the fivefold ministry. She's what Brother Hagin said had a special assignment. And all she had to do was tell that testimony. And I mean, God showed up every time. I saw it myself. I saw one miracle after another from a little woman, you know. My mother was had a gentle personality. She was very vibrant, but she was very gentle. And I saw her at Lakewood. They had a woman's retreat in one of those little buildings. Brother Osteen had these buildings back there for missionaries to come and stay. So there was a lady who, she was speaking, And so there was a lady there that just started writhing on the floor, acting like a snake. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I was sitting on the front row, and I just never seen anything like that. And my mother just boldly, I mean, when the Spirit of God came on her, she turned into somebody else. Boldly, she straddled that lady and said, "Come out in Jesus' name. Turn her loose." And it did. I'm sitting on that front row as a young woman. I said, "Go get him, Mama, go get him." You see, following God and doing His work is so wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful. Amen. Oh, did that lady rejoice, and we rejoice with her. Praise God. We're going to see more of that. Amen. There's demon-possessed people out there, and in the world, all they know how to do is fill them up with pills or, you know, go to psychiatrists. It can't help them. Oh, but we can. Amen. Because the greater one lives in us. He's the one that drives it out. We're just, Catherine Kuhlman said, all we are empty containers that God fills. You, a container that's empty cannot fill itself. And it can't empty itself out. That's reserved for somebody else. It is our job to do like what this ministry teaches week in and week out. And if you will do what Pastor Elvin Craig talks by the Spirit of God, amen, then you will be powerful. Amen. Sir, what is your name right here? What's your name? What? Luther. Luther! The Spirit of God has got His finger on you, sir. He does. He loves you, and He's got a plan for you and a work. You're not obscure to Him, I can tell you. You have a purpose, precious brother. And there are people that are waiting for you to come and talk to them about the love of God. God is going to use you in a great way. The enemy comes against you because he wants to keep you feeling like you can't do anything, that you're maybe not qualified, or you just don't feel worthy enough, or whatever it is. But that's all from the devil. That's not from Jesus. Jesus is not telling you that. So you are going to, I don't doubt, because Pastor Elvin Craig, he talks about it up here. I don't doubt that you won't raise the dead. Amen. Oh, yeah, because, see, you have faith. The enemy tries to twist that. But you, as when you're coming here, dear precious brother, because you are very precious, He has His loving arms around your life and His precious Spirit lives inside of you. The Holy Spirit is so precious to God that you can't blaspheme Him. So that's what's living in you. So it's very precious. So the Lord is going to continue to minister to you, sir, as you come here. You are going to turn and be transformed into somebody else. Glory. Because God sees a potential in you, dear Luther brother. He sees the potential in you. And that is going to, what is, He's going to draw it out. Amen. With Pastor Elvin is ministering here, that's what's going to begin to draw on you. Plant in you and draw on you. Because it comes a time, and you guys know, it comes a time when you have to start walking in what you've learned.
That's right.
And to start going out.
Amen.
And begin to minister to whoever God brings you to. Sometimes, a lot of times, sometimes I think I have the waitress and waiter ministry to preach to them. And I do it when the stirring of the Spirit of God comes. And so when I'm waiting at a table, this person waits on me at a table or something, and that stirring gets in there. Whoa, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like yielding to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yielding to Him is so easy. It's so easy to yield. You know, a husband and a wife, it's so easy for that wife to yield to the love of that husband. It's hard for a wife to yield to cruelty and saying bad, ugly things, and vice versa. But it's so easy for a woman to yield to her husband to that love. It's so easy to do. God, it's a mystery about the Spirit of God, Christ the church. That's a mystery. And so I'm encouraging you today to, as you are being built by the Spirit of God in this ministry and wherever you go to church, where the Word of God is taught, is for, and Pastor Alvin has been on this series about communing, love, walking in love, to encourage you to commune with the one who is the object of his love for you. He loves you and always will, and he will never leave you. I want to, I really did not know what I was going to do. Sir, that while we're here, the Spirit of God is going to be on you while we're here, and when you go out the doors, He's still going to be on you. When you go in your car, He's still going to be on you. When you go home, sir, do you live by yourself? You have a wife? I'm going to tell you what, the Spirit of God is still going to be on you when you get home. And that woman is going to wonder about, where have you been? Now, when a man's been drinking, you don't have to wonder where he's been. You know he's been somewhere. But see, this drinking is a whole ton different. You're drinking in the Spirit of God. And it's going to accompany you. Because I'll show you why. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 in King James, it says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" You know, I don't know that the church as a whole really understands that statement. In the Amplified, it says, "Do you not discern and understand?" It requires discerning, spiritual discerning, and spiritual understanding. It's just not hearing words. It has to be, to understand what it's saying here, you have to have spiritual discernment and spiritual understanding. Amen. That you, now this is the Spirit of God speaking. The whole church at Corinth are God's temple, his sanctuary. And that God's Spirit has permanent, you're going to hear this again and again, permanent dwelling in you. To be at home in you, collectively as a church and also individually. We could very well say the whole church at Dominion Training Center, because we are the ecclesia. Amen. Permanent, he has permanent dwelling. Mm-hmm. He's there permanent. God personally was present in Christ, reconciling you to himself. When you hated him, when you didn't even know him, and you're out there doing everything in the world that the fallen world offers, and yet God reconciled you to himself. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Hagin said this, and I heard him say it years ago at Lakewood. He said he didn't have actual specific scripture on it. So my ears pick up because, you know, he's stickler to the word. But he said, he believed according to what... As he has read the Word of God about this subject, he said there's no place in the Word that says specifically when your names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It says it is written. It says it'll tell you when it gets blotted out. But it doesn't tell you specifically when your names are written. And he said he believes that God wrote your name in either as you were conceived in his heart or birthed, but your name was already there. But if you leave the earth without having that born-again experience, it's blotted out. So what a tragedy to go through life and you had the plan already there in your mouth and in your heart. It was already determined in heaven. What a tragedy. So, also in Ephesians 3:17, in King James, it said, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. In the Amplified, it says, may Christ through your faith actually dwell. Actually, dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. He's permanent. Hallelujah. That's why when the scripture says in Hebrews that that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It's because he's there permanent. Amen. Hallelujah. He's permanent.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's not going to leave you.
Amen.
I mean, this is what it says. I didn't say this. God says this. And may you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Mm-hmm. Now, let me add this part. This in the Corinthian church, they had the gifts of the Spirit like, I mean, it would flowed out of them. The Bible says that they didn't come behind any gift, but they were carnal. Mm. Spiritual gifts does not determine someone's spirituality. But I can tell you what does is your character, your love walk.
Amen.
That's what determines how spiritual you are. Mm-hmm. How developed is that character in you? You get mad at a drop of a hat? You get depressed at a drop of a hat? You feel sorry for yourself at a drop of a hat? Somebody can look at you wrong and you're just out for a week. That determines your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord does not come to condemn you. All it is, when those things happen, because they happen to all of us, when they happen, all it is you know areas you need to work on. And the Spirit of God is always there. See, He longs to bear your burdens. Oh, how He longs to bear your burdens. Longs to bring you into the breakthroughs of life. Because there's always more than one breakthrough. Amen. You will never exhaust the levels of God. Amen. Never. You go to a level and you'll think, well, this is good. There's another level. Amen. You'll never exhaust it. Ever. My dear sister, what is your name again? Adelia. What a beautiful name. The Lord loves pastor's wives. You're a pastor's wife? Are you a minister's wife? Is she a minister's wife?
Yes. Are you a minister's wife?
Yes. Yes. Okay. He loves those in the ministry. Because they are working for Him. Amen. You know, when I was at Lakewood, there was a group that came in, and there was several of them. And so I walked up to them, and I introduced myself. And I said, "You guys here for a tour?" And they says, "Well, we couldn't get one. We couldn't get a tour because we had done it too short of notice." And I called up, I said, "Well, just wait a minute." I called up Greg. I said, "Hey, Greg, we got a group down here out of town." I said, "Do you mind if I do a tour for them?" He said, "No, go ahead." Oh, Greg Jenkins is a great guy. Amen. Everybody was lined up ready to work for him when I left. Amen. I'm not kidding. So anyway, I walked up to them and I started to tell, "Well, I'm going to give you a tour." And I said, "You know what? I just want to let you know here at Lakewood Church where the staff is." I said, "Listen, we know where our income comes from. It's somebody's tithe and worship money."
That's right.
Somebody's tithe and worship. Some little woman out there working three jobs, a single mother working three jobs, giving her tithes and offerings to me, for me to do continue to do the work of God in that place. Amen. For that ministry. Amen. So I said, "Therefore, there is an accountability." Amen. Before God. And I said, "We better not go out and look at R-rated movies." Mm-hmm. And spend that money for that.
There you go.
"We better not fill up our car so we can go sleep with a neighbor down the road."
Wow.
"Better not use it for that."
There you go.
Because that is worship money.
Amen.
There is a scripture that I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, and it talks about God's giving instructions to, maybe it was in Exodus. But anyway, God was giving instructions to the priests. And He said, "Don't treat the tithe as common."
Amen.
So, God expects that kind of integrity in the church world. So you better live it.
Amen.
Or you won't be there long.
Amen.
You will be mustered out and placed where you can do some good.
Amen.
So I don't know why I got off on that, but it wasn't because of you, dear sister. That wasn't that wasn't an admonishment to you, sweetheart. It wasn't. I just believe the Lord is wanting to touch your life, sweetheart. Do you have any health issues? A coughing spell?
She can only
Okay, well, let's just agree together here. This ear up here? I rebuke you in Jesus' name, and I command you to leave this woman alone. You are not allowed here in this vessel that belongs to God, who has a covenant with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we command you to go. I command you, you come out in Jesus' name and leave this woman alone. Now, Father, I thank you, whatever's harm is done, that a healing will begin in this ear. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And this woman will go back to Brazil and can hear everything.
I agree.
In Jesus' name.
I agree.
I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I thank you for it, God. I praise you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, because he loves us. Healing, Brother Hagin used to say, healing is a children's bread.
Amen.
So, I tell you, it's so good. God is so good. His power is so wonderful. Well, Vivian, you just keep preaching it. You preach it everywhere you go, girl. You just keep preaching it and preaching it. Keep bringing people in and talking it. Because you believe it. That's why. That's why it's so in your heart. And that's why some people won't always understand you. You have to understand that. You got to be thick-skinned about it. That's right. You have to be thick-skinned about it. Because the preacher's in you. See, the witness is in you. And there will be some that's not going to understand your love for God. But you need to just love them and just pray for them and just do whatever you can for them while you're going on your happy way. On your own sweet self. Hey, we don't have time for that, do we? I don't. When I lost an awning, and I took my grandkids camping, and I lost my awning in a storm. And so I go in there, and I said, "Praise the Lord, God, I just praise you, hallelujah." Within a week, the check, they had already cut a check for me, paid for it. And I go to get it tomorrow, or Saturday. And this happened last Tuesday. There was a man at my church at Abundant Life in Lamarck, and he works for an RV company. And I was telling him about it. He says, "Cheryl, that I have never heard anything like that." And we work with State Farm all the time. And he said, "That had to have been the favor of God." Oh, when you turn it up. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for God to show up and show off. There's no other people like us. When tragedy happens, a crisis, what does the world do? They're falling on their face. Religious people are calling everybody in the world. Not that you shouldn't do that when you need that. But you know what I'm saying. No, we're people of God.
Amen.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory.
Amen.
He gives it to us. He's already done it. Thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us into triumph. If you're not being led into triumph, you're not being led by God.
Amen.
That's the truth. So how do you tap into it? You tap into it with praise, hallelujah. Some of y'all, maybe you've been praying about something for 25 years. Stop praying and start praising. Oh, it comes a time where you got to shout and you got to praise. It's the praise cure. Lillian B. Yeoman, now you guys may not know who that is. She was a doctor at the turn of the century, and she learned that. She called it the praise cure. So there comes a time, yes, there comes a time for prayer. But if you will know that Paul and Silas in the prison. And the Bible said, and they had to have been hurting. Come on. They could have said, Silas could have said, Paul, I don't know what you did, but we've missed God, I tell you. Look at where we're at here. We're supposed to be the blessed of God. It looks like we're the cursed of God. Here we are in a prison that we didn't even belong to be here. But you know, that's not what they did. Why? Because they have the victory in them. They knew who God is, and they weren't questioning who God is. So they sang, they prayed. They prayed, and they sang praises to God. They sang hymns and songs to God. That's praises to God in your midnight hour. So you get up, and when something hits you, and I feel like I'm just going all over the place, but let me say this. In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the armor of God. As a heavily armed soldier, that's what it says in the Amplified. You're equipped. And it says it's armor that who provides it? God provides it. God does. Why? Why is he providing you such a heavily armed, as a heavily armed soldier? If you're not going to be attacked with something, come on. But he's given you an armor because you will win. Because you have already won in him. Amen. That's why you have that armor. Because you're going to get hit with something. And you better be ready for it when it comes. Because when it comes, you'll say, Lord, I thank you. I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So devil, hit the road. Because if you don't, I'm trampling right over your head to get past you. Let me share this with you. My husband passed away about 3.5 years ago. And, he's glorifying God in heaven in a dimension we can't even imagine. And there was a time when the first year he retired. And the first year was really good, but then things just started happening. And they told us this other camper that we had, the roof would have to be changed. We had it changed twice because it was leaking. And it doesn't come in sections. The whole thing would have to be changed. So they told him, it was probably going to be around $6,500. Well, then MetLife called him because he retired from Shell Oil, and he had a benefit with them. And they told him after a year that he'd been retired, they'd been paying him too much, and that we owed, $10,000 or something like that. And they wanted it in 4 payments. Wow. And my husband was just beside himself. And I walked up to his chair and I put my hands on either side of that armrest, those armrests there. I said, this is an opportunity for God to show up and show off.
Amen.
And I said, I don't know how he's going to do it. But I said, we're going to believe God that he will.
Amen.
We're going to trust him. And see, in February that year, at the church we were at the time, one of the associate pastors, he was a youth pastor, and he was filling in for the pastor. And he has a real revelation about giving and receiving. And it's very balanced. And so he talked about giving more than what you think you can. And that so quickened in my heart. And I told Mike, I said, I think we need to do that. He says, well, that's fine. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and do it. It wasn't very much. I mean, but I started giving a little each month. And it was because God knew it was getting ready to happen. So after about, I think it was 2 weeks after all of this came down, because all these things happened within 2 weeks. So after 2 weeks, Mike came, I was upstairs on the computer, and he comes up, and he's crying. He said, "Midlife just called me." I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." And they are going to absorb all of that money. And he said, "The people at Shell says that has never happened that they know of." Wow. Oh, he's good and he's glorious. And then the next day, I think it was 2 days later, something like that, he got a call from the insurance company about the camper. And they said, "We're going to cover that cost." They don't do that. Because it looked like something had hit the corner of the camper, which they believe caused the leak. And Mike goes, "I didn't hit anything." He was really offended because they told him he hit something with that camper. It's Mr. Macho Man. Because he was such a really good driver. So he was offended. I said, "Shut up!" No, I didn't. I felt it. He came up there, and so he told me that they called him, and he was arguing with him. And he said the lady argued back with him at the insurance and said, "Sir, we have certified inspectors and adjusters." She said, "If they say you hit something, you hit something. We're paying it." Oh, hallelujah. God just wiped out about $16,000 for us. And I really believe the seeds for that was planted when God sparked that, ignited that fire on the inside of me to give. Oh, yes. Oh, he's good. I'm here to tell you that he's good. And all of you guys, y'all could be up here and do the same thing. All of y'all have testimonies about God's goodness in your life. That's why you're here, because you're hungry for him. You want to know him better. You want to know him better. You're coming up, sweetheart. Yeah, you are. You're coming up.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, I thank you for this chosen vessel here. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her up higher than she's ever been, meeting every need of her life, Father, spirit, soul, and body. I thank you, God, that the breakthroughs are coming to her. Whenever Jesus went somewhere, he went to the person. When the woman at the well was there, Jesus said, "I have a need to go through Samaria." When the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus came her way. Jesus always will come to you.
Amen.
So I, sweet sister, he's coming. He's got a breakthrough for you, more than one. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get it. There's a season that will dawn on your life. And everyone around you will think, God is real in this woman's life. Because of what's happening to her. Now you stay faithful to him. You stay faithful. And you'll see that taking place. And you'll be so glad. And you will worship God. And people around you will wonder about it. But you will not so much look at what they're thinking or what they're even saying. You will be so turned, your face so turned to God. And you'll have so much worship and adoration. And you'll be filled with his glory.
Amen.
And that goes for everybody here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. There is a divine dimension. And those of you that have been born again, you have the right to flow in it. You have the right to live in it.
Amen.
Yes, you're here in this earthly realm, in this earthly body, but you're not of the world. You may live in it, but you're not of it. And you can flow in that
Amen.
Dimension. The secret of in Psalm 25:14 in King James, it says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." In the message, it says this: God friendship is for God worshipers. They are the ones he confides in. In the Amplified, it says, "The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship." It's sweet and it's satisfying down to your very being. He will so satisfy you that you can have all kinds of turmoil around your life. And his presence is satisfying. But you'll have to press in into the Spirit. Because if you want a spring, what do they have to do to find a spring, an artesian well? They have to dig for it. Hallelujah. The secret, the well is on the inside of you, dear sister. Oh, yeah. The well is coming up on the inside of you and springing up. Springs up. And what that is joy of the Lord. When you go deep in God, and you do that with your just communing with him and being with him, and those springs are already there, and they'll become bubbling up on the inside of you. And those springs is the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It'll come. It will come. It will come. Hallelujah. Just as sure as people dig for an artesian well, and it will come. And even more sure for you, dear sister.
Amen.
He wants you to walk in a level of joy.
Amen.
And chase the devil off.
Woo.
Make him leave. He's not going to leave because you're a nice person. He won't. You got to be bold like David. And the Bible said David ran to the battle line. Because he knew his God. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should speak such things against the covenant people of God? So you'll do that. And you know what? You're doing that because it's practice what you're going to do for somebody else. Every day. Well, it's going to get greater.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He has a work for you to do. He's not through with you yet.
Oh, yeah.
He's not. Oh, okay. Your work. See, you're just now getting to the point where God can really use you. You know, people retire too early because they just got to the point where they know a little something.
Yeah.
And then the devil tries to convince him to sit down. Not that you're doing that. And I don't see that in you at all. So the secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear. You said you build tabernacles? So what do? Have I? Who are you? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. A long time.
Yes, I teach and train worshipers. I build sanctuaries. I go in and decorate sanctuaries
all right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? This is what I have it in me to tell you is to that when you go somewhere, the Lord wants you to begin to rejoice.
Yeah, I do. And they shut me down.
Well,
I get shut down because I teach
trained dancers. Okay, I understand. But the thing is, well, he will give you the method and to begin to worship him. If you worship him, he'll work out all the other specifics. What he wants from you is even if you're at your house or by yourself in the church, you just start worshiping him and to rejoice. I know. So, but see, what it is just a confirmation to you in your heart that you're doing what he wants you to do. He wants you to just to bring that joy. But it will be done in a measure that he is going to bring. He'll be the one to bring it about. But see, you have a gift. And a lot of gifts in the church. There are gifts in the church that people don't always understand. You know, used to, charismatics now have gotten the worst of anybody. They just threw out everything. But I got news for them. I remember I heard Miss Kuman say this because I was in one of her meetings here in Houston. And she said that during the time that the Church of God, the Assembly of God, the people that were spirit-filled of the day, the Pentecostals, they were all but dead. There were no gifts of the Spirit operating in them. Well, I didn't know because I came from a Baptist background. And you know, we were all dead. I didn't know what dead was until I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And so she said, but the Holy Ghost is jumping the fence. That's what happened with the charismatic renewal. That's why, because God began to pull people out of those organized religious entities. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, because that's what happened. And that's why he created the Full Gospel Businessmen's and Women's Aglow. That's why. But then because see, churches like Lakewood didn't exist. You were either in a denomination or you weren't. Isn't that right, Peggy? And so then churches like Lakewood began to come up and others began to come up everywhere, springing up everywhere. And if they throw out the Holy Ghost, God will do it again.
Amen.
You can't, like, that's right, Ms. Kuman says, she said, you can't put him in a box. You can't try to fence him up. It's going to spring up somewhere. Hey, what are we over here? The scripture says, for the perverse in Proverbs, y'all could just don't have to turn to it, listen to me. For the perverse are an abomination, extremely disgusting and detestable to the Lord. But his confidential communion and secret counsel are with the uncompromisingly righteous, those who are upright and right standing with him. You have confidential communion and secret counsel. That's right. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessing, Father, on your people, on us here, God. Lord, I thank you that you are moving mightily in the church of the living God. I thank you, Father, that anything, any dimension or level of any kind that the enemy would try to stop and bring the world in its place. God, I thank you. The Holy Spirit knows exactly how to transform that into something pleasing to God. I thank you for it, Lord, that you're dealing with people's lives, even people that are not here, that you're dealing with them and for them to get a hold of what's the days that they live in. That these are serious hours. It determines so much. And I thank you, Father, that you have a way by the Spirit of the living God, because he's permanent in us. He is our teacher. He is the revealer of your word. He is the one who holds us together. I trust in the word of his power. And I thank you for it, God, that you are perfecting that which concerns each one of us, God, every person that's here, that they are resting upon the promises that you have declared to be so, because the scripture says you mean what you say. Amen. I thank you for it, Father, that you mean what you say. In whom we also trusted, who have heard the word of truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, and have believed in, adhered to, and relied on him, were stamped with the seal of the long-promised Holy Spirit. We're sealed. It's God's seal. God shut the door on that ark, and God was the one who opened it. The Spirit is guaranteed our inheritance, the first fruits, and the pledge and foretaste. I'm telling you, I'm so glad that I'm living in this day. I'm so glad, and so are you. So that's all I got. That's all the Holy Ghost has for me, so I'm done.